the mind by the activity of the mind. I don't know how many of
you were... So it plays no part, right.
How many of you were here last week? I know Mahmood wasn't, and some of you weren't, and I really need to express that. I saw a very silly program on TV, Mahmood. It was Super Nanny.
Oh, jeez.
Listen to this.
I love her, though. She's the British.
Yes, and it has nothing to do, and I was just prompted to watch it. And thank God I did, because maybe this example will demonstrate for all of us how to do stop meditation. That's the one we've been working for a year and a half now. The children were obnoxious. I mean, I could
out
not...
Out of control.
Absolutely out of control. But the good things about it was really not their fault. Really was not their fault. Neither was the parents' fault, because parents don't know better, and the children follow the parents, so it's a chaotic, obnoxious type of life, but not in a judgment way, it's just a description. The nanny said, how long does it take you to put your child to sleep? She said, 3 to 4 to 5 hours, and he gets up. The nanny said, put your child in the crib, sit on the ground, the crib is here, you sit so your profile, just like you, yeah, you're sitting here, and just be quiet with your eyes half closed, which is ironic because that's what we try to do here. Mm-hmm. And the child will come out fine. You just sit quietly. You get up, put the child back, and sit quietly. Get up, put the child back, and sit quietly. And the child came out a few times, and the mother put it, and it was really hard for the mother, because the mother almost broke into tears.
Yeah.
She couldn't stand the scream and emotion. And so finally the child went to sleep after 25 minutes. But this is exactly what I mean by stop meditation. The mind thinks, we have no tactic. Mahmood, remember that. There is no tactic. We don't want to eliminate it, we don't want to do this, we don't want to do that, we just sit.
When my daughter was an infant, people used to get mad at me because I'd wake her up at 12 midnight to feed her. Why are you doing that? She's sleeping.
Yeah.
So she doesn't wake up again, she's full. She'll sleep until 7.
Yeah. Maybe that's the method that works.
Right.
So you sit
or don't pay attention, like you said.
That's right.
From the beginning, early on.
That's right. So you sit down and you do that. Now, what Mahmood saw was absolute the truth, as far as I'm concerned, that the ego is a duplication of who you really are. That will want to get your attention. You're absolutely right. It would want to get your attention. The best way to not have this problem as much is just have no tactic. You see, because any tactic is used with the same energy of the mind, you know. And become, we talked about it once, I think when Richard has the video, being homeless in the mind.
Nothing.
Homeless in the mind. Now, Ali Reza is studying really hard. Richard working very hard. Mahmood is working. Everybody is doing something really hard. So what is it for us that are so involved? Every day, no matter how busy we are, we should be able to take 2 to 5 minutes an hour and be quiet. 2 to 5 minutes an hour. 2 to 5 minutes. And then we'll see how. Otherwise, the world that we have made by our thoughts becomes so serious that any small failure would be a great failure to our eyes. You know, any small changes. So, we're going to practice silence and stopping tonight. I went with the eyes half open. Everybody keep your eyes half open, please. Even if he wants to shut for the purpose of this practice. And just be quiet. The mind can do whatever it wants to. Just be quiet and unmoved. When you are that unmoved, the mind cannot make a friend out of you and cannot make an enemy out of you. You just are Mahmud. How did it work for you?
I was able to get to the silence very easily. I'm still there, I think.
Yeah. So. Okay, good. How about you? How did it work?
It was too hard for me. You know, it was the lightning. I'm sorry. But yeah.
Okay.
Try it again.
Yes.
Okay.
Stacy, what happened?
It's good. It's soft.
Soft. Yes, soft. That's it. Soft. It is soft. Very good description, Stacy. How about for you, Adirisa?
Focusing on the process of learning.
Huh?
It was from some microseconds that I could get into.
Beautiful. Beautiful. It's very, very good.
That's how it starts.
Yes. Oh, yes. It's very, very good that you were able to do that. What was it?
Moisture.
Yes.
Moisture.
Yeah. Good.
Letting out all the pores of the
negative
and just letting it all in.
Anybody else would like to say how it was for them? Richard?
Mine was a time of peace, but it was quite a struggle at some point to keep my eyes open.
Yeah. Now, why do I ask you to have your eyes half open?
You're talking about the candlelights here.
Mm-hmm.
Our eyes are up, but at the same time, we can still
look at it.
Uh-huh.
The reason that, yes, what it is when you have your eyes half open, you learn to feel that silence and that indifference toward the mind while you're active. Because I know that people that learn how to meditate and they become very habitual for them, it becomes a habit, they can't wait to get home to close their eyes. They can't wait to finish their job to run home to meditate, which is great. But wouldn't it be better to master it so that you can do that while you're sitting at the library, once you're at the site, where you're on the computer, where you are constructing, whatever anybody does. This is why we do it with the eyes half open or open. Now, I want to know, Tony, how was it for you?
I find the silence of peace very easily. Tonight's the first night with my eyes half open, like you said. I start with my eyes half open, they automatically go shut.
Yeah.
Tonight, I just tuned that sense out. Yeah. Eyes are open, but I wasn't seeing anything.
Yeah.
But what you were saying, to learn how to do it with your eyes wide open, some of the best meditation moments, like you were saying, that fraction of a second is when you're just out doing regular life during the day.
Yeah.
And you'll get the stoplight and just take advantage of that split second. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's the best meditation that I've
It is, because if you touch the reality in a split second, is the same power as if you stayed in it for a long time, because the eternity does not have any time in it. Yeah. It's a matter of touching it. Yeah. You see that? All this stuff we're doing just so that we could have that split second. Now, I think pretty soon we begin to understand the stop meditation. I know that it has been very hard for all of you that listen over and over. But hopefully, little by little, this becomes clearer and clearer by our practice, what I mean. Because the stop meditation is really the end of the mind without having eliminated the mind or done anything to it. It's when the master takes the power from the beggar. We gave the power to the bigger, now we take it back. And when we become more and more established in the stop meditation, I call it meditation, it's really not even a meditation. What state are we in, Stacy? I know you know.
Yes.
Being. Which is the purest state of existence. It's just to be. Just to be. Not this and that. Just to be. Without a title.
Like when you're a child.
Without a title. Now, can we do that all day and every day? You don't need to, because it's very rare. Very, very rare on this earth that people are ready to have it all the time. It's just enough that we use it as we need it. And make it from there we take it. So, coming here, in a places like here, no matter where you go, in a places like here, is it reality check? I mean, literally, is a reality check.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is.
And that's what makes it very important.